It's been 200 years since Mexico earned its independence. That's the 1810 uprising led by Miguel Hidalgo, a Catholic priest at the time. He was caught and executed soon afterward. But by 1821, the movement that he started actually ousted the Spanish. And that's what the Mexicans celebrate this week every year. But how are ordinary Mexicans celebrating? These are the people who, at this point, are afraid of drug cartels and the violence that they have caused in many regions of Mexico. A Pew Research Center poll released last month shows 79% of Mexicans are dissatisfied with the country's direction. 28,000 people have been killed in Mexico as a result of drug-related violence. That's in the past 4 years. 9 mayors have been killed there, just 3 in the past month. And in a speech to the Council on Foreign Relations last week, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton compared Mexico to the late 80s and early 90s in Colombia. That was the height of the drug wars there.
These drug cartels are now showing more and more indices of insurgency. You know, all of a sudden car bombs show up, which weren't there before. So it's looking more and more like Colombia looked 20 years ago.
Joining us now is Mark Bowden. He's a journalist and author of Killing Pablo, The Hunt for the World's Greatest Outlaw. Also with us, Lisa Haugard. She's executive director of the Latin America Working Group. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First, Mark, I want to ask you if you buy this comparison that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton made between Mexico now and Colombia of the 80s and 90s.
No, I don't completely. Colombia was a worst-case scenario in the in the drug war histories. Mexico's problems are severe and extremely difficult, but I don't believe that, and I don't know Mexico as well as I know that period in Colombia, but I don't believe that Mexico itself is its government's survival is in question.
Would you characterize the fight against drug cartels in Colombia as on the most part successful?
Well, certainly the fight against drug shipments and trafficking has not been successful. I mean, it hasn't hardly slowed. But the war against the Medellin cartel, and in particular Pablo Escobar, I think, and I argue in Killing Pablo, transcended the drug issue. Pablo was a threat to the state of Colombia. He had become so rich and so powerful and was so violent and ambitious that the state of Colombia was threatened by him. And I think in that sense, taking apart his organization and killing Escobar was essential for the survival of Colombia as a country.
Well, Lisa, let me ask you, first of all, what parallels you're seeing between Mexico and Colombia, and if there are some, can Mexico take some lessons from Colombia in terms of fighting against drug cartels and stopping some of this violence?
I think sometimes Colombia is held up as a success story that Mexico should emulate, but I think that can be very misleading. Colombia is still dealing with drug violence and the drug trade itself, and drug production simply continues. The drug trade still fuels violence, although less from cartels and guerrillas and paramilitaries and new and recycled illegal armed groups. There are still huge numbers of displaced peoples, Colombia's second largest population of displaced people after Sudan, and a lot of that violence is fueled by the drug trade. So we need to be really very careful about speaking of success. Any victory in dealing with the drug trade is going to be very partial. So what you have to do is really pay attention to strengthening institutions and the rule of law. There are no shortcuts, and abusive tactics will create a cure that's worse than the disease. So what Mexico needs to do is build a less corrupt police force. And there are some lessons here from Colombia during at least a certain period of its history. It needs to build up an accountable, functioning judicial system. It shouldn't involve the military in the drug war, and it needs to devise strategies that really recognize the underlying economic realities of the drug trade, such as economic opportunities for people who could get involved in the drug trade, social investment in communities, and so forth.
Lisa Haugard, let me ask you a question that Mark Bowden just raised here. I mean, I know, Mark, you're not necessarily as familiar with Mexico as you are with Colombia, but your assumption is that the Mexican government isn't in danger of falling. Lisa Haugard, are you as confident of that?
Oh, I agree with Mark on this. This is not, I don't think it is quite that critical situation. Mexico still has some strong institutions, and I think painting it in that light actually doesn't help Mexico or the United States figure out what to do about the problem.
Mark, one thing that Secretary Clinton also said was that she sees signs of insurgency, and I'm wondering if there's a difference in this particular case. In Mexico, it's the drug cartels, not to downplay the violence, which is serious, but these are drug cartels, and in Colombia there was an actual political insurgency. Doesn't that make a difference?
Well, I mean, it makes a difference if the United States government starts labeling it as such. You know, the use of language like insurgency does, I think, begin to validate military involvement in going after drug traffickers, and in particular, American military involvement. That's, of course, what happened in Colombia. The hunt for Pablo Escobar was steered and I think funded and in large measure led by American special forces and the intelligence community. I don't think that, you know, America is eager, nor is Mexico, for the United States to have that level of involvement. And I don't really think that the situation in Mexico, while dangerous, really calls for it.
That is Mark Bowden. He's a journalist, author of Killing Pablo, The Hunt for the World's Greatest Outlaw, and Lisa Haugard, executive director of the Latin American Working Group. I doubt highly that Mexico wants to celebrate its 200th anniversary with American troops on its soil.
Certainly not.
Yeah. We're talking about the situation in Mexico. They celebrate their independence 200 years this week.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.